A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. The only place we'll ever be able to understand the divine, the only place that we'll ever be able to understand our reality, our godliness, the being that we are, is in our heart. Now, we think, oh, our heart is so very human. Our heart is so very ordinary. Our heart is so very sensitive. Yes, that's true when we're talking about our human heart. But when we're talking about our divine heart, when we're talking about that which is the beauty and the goodness and the allness within us, when we talk about our heart that is the God in us, we're talking about something much more fantastic than we give ourselves credit for half the time. And the reason that we're not giving ourselves credit for who we really are is because we are so thinking of the heart as something that is tuned into something that touches something. But think of what the heart really does. When we say heart, what we're talking about is we're talking about that sensitivity that we are to the allness of the universe. We're talking about the sensitivity to flowers, the sensitivity to love, the sensitivity to balance, the sensitivity to harmony, the sensitivity to goodness. Oh, those are human, it's true, as we think about them. But when we really think about those things, those aspects of our being, we're thinking of something much deeper, much more profound than anything that we have given it credit for. For when we say, I am balanced, what does it mean to us to say, I am balanced? When we say, I am balanced, we are saying, I am peaceful. I have no tensions, no anxieties, no feelings that are human in me. They have let go of all of those aspects of my being which would limit me, which would hold me back from understanding who I really am. When I say, I am peace, I am not saying that I am peace, that I no longer have the feelings of concern. I say, I now have the feelings of unconditional love. The feelings of unconditional love, that's the kind of peace that I have within me. That's the kind of peace that is my total reality. It's the total being that I am. Unconditional love. And to have unconditional love means that I look at myself and all tension is gone. I look at myself and all misunderstanding fades away because it has no reality. I look at myself and I see a balanced, joyful person. And this balanced, joyful person is somebody I really enjoy being with. Truly, I really enjoy being with. A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. When I begin to understand the way of my reality, my divine quality in my heart, then my whole life is in harmony. My whole life is in balance. My whole life seems like everything is good and everything is beautiful. And it not only seems that way, it is that way because I now have the ability to look past all outward appearances. I have the ability to look past all those things that might hold me back, that might keep me from being the wonderful being that I am. And as I do this, I feel very good. I feel very wonderful. I feel an understanding. A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. I understand the way of the divine in my heart. The divine has only joy. The divine has only peace. The divine has only good. The divine has only right action. The divine has only that which is glorious and magnificent. And that's what I am. That's what all my creation is. You're my creation. You're divine. And I create you divine out of my divine qualities in my heart and my being. I don't create you out of the sensitivity of my humanness. I don't create you out of the sensitivity of being somebody who I wrestle around with in consciousness, that I'm not totally harmonious with. Because as a divine being, all I know is harmony. All I know in my life is harmony. All I know in my life is goodness. All I see in my life as I look at you are the beautiful, fabulous, glorious things that I am. And that's who my reality is. My reality is this divinity. My reality is this quality of goodness. My reality is this wonder and this magic. Oh, a wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. To understand the way of the divine in my heart, I listen to my highest and best. I listen to all the good that I have created in this universe. And I have created all the universe good. I've created all the universe glorious and wonderful. I created all the universe something spectacular, something utterly amazing, utterly delightful. And all my world is like that. And all the people in my world are like that, because I created all the people in my world. We all do, you know. I created all the people in my world, and I created them good and very good. Oh, I created them wonderful. That's how I understand them. If people come to me with a problem, I say, "What wouldst thou of me? I am the divine. I see you whole and perfect now. I see you glorious now." People cannot come to me with a problem because they only come to me with the goodness of their life. Did you know what happened to me today? Did you know the wonderful thing that took place? Did you know how wonderful my world is? Did you know what a great experience life is? Oh my, oh my, oh my. That's how they come to me. And that's how they come to you. Because you're my creation. And I see you as a fabulous being. I see you with an understanding heart, with a divine quality shining forth from your heart, from your being, from all that you are. You are the allness. You are the quality of goodness. You are the fabulous experience and expression of all that is glorious and good. And as you look at each person who comes into your world, you see them divine. You see past all the illusions. You don't even see the illusions. The illusions are not there for you or for them. All they see is their divinity. All you see is their divinity. All you see is your divinity. Because when you look with your divinity, you see them wonderful and good. You see them revealed in every possible glorious way. You see them outstanding beyond measure. Yes, you see them divine. And this is what we're all about. A wise being understands the way of the divine in his heart. Today, I say I am a wise being, and I understand the way of the divine in my heart. And I say for you, you are a wise being, and you understand the way of the divine in your heart. And all is good and very good. All is wonderful and wonderful beyond measure. And this is because you're living your life in unconditional love every moment of your life. Know that I love you I love you. I love you. You're my creation. And how good that is.